Saddle up your horses. Well, welcome everyone to the Robin Walter Show, part of the Red Sky Radio Network. God bless you today. I better do this before I forget, because I will forget later. If you want to contact me with whatever you have to say, have at it. Red Sky Radio 777 at gmail.com. Red Sky Radio 777 at gmail.com. As you know, I start every program with good news. I try to end every program with good news. I should be able to do that today. And in between, as I used to say, it's an e-ticket ride. Growing up in Michigan, I didn't know what an e-ticket ride was. I didn't know that till I moved to Southern California. And the e-ticket ride was at Disneyland, I think, was the first one I was on. It means it was the fastest or the scariest or something. I know it was the most expensive, so I'm sure it was the fastest and the scariest. That also dates me. But in between, this does become an e-ticket ride. We move quickly, and there's some parts that are pretty scary, and all of that kind of stuff. I do have some varying short pieces today that I want to get in, beginning with the good news. And I love the fact, I don't know if this is going to happen, I love the fact that President Trump is going to try to do this, to ban drug ads on television. I mean, this is in my opinion, is a fabulous idea. So you're sitting, you're watching whatever, baseball game or something. I don't watch much TV. I watch some sports, and that's about it. And then in the break, and increasingly more breaks forced upon you, all the time, you get these stupid drug ads. Now, my wife was upset enough that she started writing down the name of each new drug ad. And after about 2 months, I think she got to 47 different ads. She doesn't watch that much TV. And she quit. And when I sit down and I see something, so you got this, all these screwy names. Try Kumbaba Baiwa. Try it. Try Kumbapawaya. And if you're having this throbbing left toe on Tuesdays and Thursdays, go ask your doctor if Kumbapawaya is good for you. All these names that mean nothing, when one word sounds like another word, but it's spelled differently. You can write me and tell me what it is. I can't think of it. It just escaped me what that term was. Uchakaka mama. Uchakaka mama, you got to get this stuff. You got to get this stuff. If you're having these problems where your left eyelid is just kind of going out of whack on Sunday nights, and the stuff that are obviously geared towards older people, and they show some gal who's 29 years old, supposedly suffering, but with a great big smile on her face and all of this stuff. Why are we doing this? I'll tell you why. It's because all of the networks, all of them, even the good networks, get an enormous, disproportionate amount of revenue from these drug companies, the pharmaceuticals. Do you know that the word pharmaceutical comes from the Greek word pharmakeia, which means potions and basically evil medicine, witch doctor crap. That's where it comes from, pharmakeia. Well, we just need to pharmakeia these things right out of TV. The advertisers do not need to make that much money. The people lining up these ads don't need to make that much money. This is just, I hope he does it. I want to turn on a TV where I don't have to sit through a gazillion ads. Look, here's what you do. It's what I did the other day. I didn't pull on something. I go to the doctor very, very rarely. I hope it doesn't caused me problems later on, because a lot of guys, maybe that's why guys die earlier. Why it's maybe why the guys have higher insurance rates is because we don't go to the doctor. Not typically. Not unless it's really, really serious. Women take better care of themselves. I will give you girls that. Well, that and a whole lot more. But we won't go into that. So, what do you do? Do you go to the doctor with the medication wanting to know whether you should have this or not? Or do you just go to the doctor and say and tell him, you know, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, my eyelids go bonkers. What is it? Well, let them do the test, whatever it is. Don't go in there and say, I got bonker eyeballs or eyelids on Tuesday and Thursday. How about this kumbaya? How about that stuff? Well, sadly, a lot of doctors own drug stocks. But screw Eli Lilly and Pfizer and all of those companies. I mean, I don't give a rat's rear end about them anymore. We are 6% of the world's population, and we consume over half of the prescription drugs in the entire world, and we're 6%. And our life expectancy is not increasing. I mean, it's okay. I didn't think I was going to get off on that thing that bad, but that's how much that ticks me off. I got to have some lighter days that I can rant on things that really do bother me, and they might not bother you. Next point. But I think that's good news. I hope the administration does it. Knock them out of there. And what? Wait a second. Why the heck are liquor ads showing up on TV again? I mean, what's next? Cigarettes? Vaping? Marijuana ads? Probably. And why? Money. Greenback. Moolah. That's what it's all about. No wonder the scripture says that the love of money is a root of evil. It's not the only root, but boy, oh boy. If it's not first place, it's second place. Okay. Next piece of good news. This Bad Bunny guy, this is not the good news. Bad Bunny is bad news. But there's good news about this guy, or at least we think he is, but he really isn't. He's another tranny, because I've seen the pictures. He's doing concerts in a mini skirt and heels. He's a guy who's come out and gives the U.S. the finger, tells us for the Super Bowl halftime, you got 4 months to learn Spanish. Stick it up your yin-yang, Bad Bunny. I want to tell you something, Bad Bunny. I'm not going to even have Hassan Pfeffer anymore. Nope. I don't want Bad Bunny in my mouth. Yeah, I don't want Hassan Pfeffer. What's with this? You got a tranny guy who refuses to speak English, who hates ICE. He said he would never come to the U.S. again. Except for what? Money, moolah, greenbacks. Here's the good news. You're wondering, where the heck is the good news? Turning Point USA to the rescue announces that I do not know how they're going to deliver this, but they, at the very same time as the Super Bowl halftime, are planning an all-American Super Bowl halftime show. So when you got these guys from hell like Bad Bunny and pretty much most Democrats, I mean, why are they doing this? You see, this is what concerns me. We've got Trump in office, but is a Trump derangement syndrome so bad that even the NFL, which is queer, I mean, they've just gone queer crazy, and now going tranny queer crazy. They've got to do this to people. First of all, I don't really watch the Super Bowl, but rarely. I'm trying to think the last time I watched it. I can't think of it. Now I'm making a point of boycotting it. Not just the halftime show. The whole stinking thing. I don't care what happens to Santa Clara. Causes that thing to go off the air. I hate that. I hate it so much. I'm okay with some mild disaster knocking that garbage off the air. The NFL doesn't have any testicles anymore. They don't. They're a bunch of eunuchs and shoulder pads. Not the players, but the guys who head it up. Money. Money, money, moolah, greenbacks, lots of dough. That's all they care about. Oh. Boycott the Super Bowl. And the NFL is so bad, I'm starting to boycott games. Not like the Babylon Bee said, conservatives boycott the NFL until next Sunday. No, no, no. Boycott Netflix. They've gone into tranny queer crap and pushing it on kids like you can't imagine. The only thing about Netflix is you need to flick it. Flick that net. I'm done. I don't get them anyway, but I know people that I like and respect that have it. Well, these people say, well, just don't get that stuff. You're paying a subscription. You're subsidizing that garbage. I hope I have some listeners left when I'm done with this program, but man alive, when I see us just go down the rat hole to hell this fast, it is concerning, at the least. Okay, let's move on here. New study out. Ah, major study. Women. All you women listening up? Oh, you've already turned me off. You've turned off the program already. Okay. No, I don't know. Women who get abortions. Ready for the end of this one? Are 100% more likely to be hospitalized for mental health issues. I get it. You killed your baby or babies. Some stupid boyfriend or some selfish husband, or maybe you're just, you know, the barbarian from hell. I don't know. You got problems. You get the abortion. It haunts you for life. Only the blood of Jesus Christ can cleanse you from that conviction of sin. Without it, welcome to the mental ward. 100% more than women who do not get abortions. Okay, here we go. Moving on here to Gavin Greaseball Gruesome. So, I think I mentioned this before. Somebody asked me, could I ever vote for this guy? Yes, I would vote for him for the Antichrist. If we're trying to save democracy, we had a chance to vote for the Antichrist, I'd vote for him. Because he'd make a good Antichrist. There isn't a doubt about that. Hates God, hates the Bible, hates everything righteous, loves everything wicked, calls everything evil good, and everything good evil. He's now threatening the universities that, hey, if you cave, bend to the will of Donald Trump and knock out the stuff he's telling you got to do or you're going to lose money, like quit beating up on Jews, knock off the anti-Semitism, knock off the pro-queer, pro-tranny garbage. If you do that, Trump, then I'm going to cut off the universities that bend to your will. Isn't that interesting? This is a guy out to save democracy, and so this guy can't order that these universities stop doing this. And then he turns around and orders the universities to say, this is what I'm going to do if you follow Trump. Same to you and more of it. Oh, my gosh. Well, I have a whole lot more to say about Gavin Newsom, but I'm not going to. Chicago Mayor Johnson is raising the possibility, getting closer to predicting civil war. That's right, civil war. But interesting, it's Johnson who wants to keep all the illegals in Chicago working subpar wages. Okay, you kind of trust you catch the point here. The guy who's claiming that we're going to have a Civil War rematch has actually admitted he's on the side of the South. Why? because he's trying to protect the right to keep illegals, which will then be underpaid because they can't go above board because they are illegal. He wants to keep the cheapest of cheap labor in Chicago to keep the businesses thriving. But he said that Trump bringing in the National Guard, which he has a right to do. I mean, what have they had? 6,200 murders in the last 2 years? It's a murder capital of the, goodness sakes, of the country. But he's talking about civil war. And you know what? I think he's right, but for all the wrong reasons. That's an issue for yet another program. Do I think we are going to have a civil war? I've often said, I hope we don't. I think we might, at the very least, I'm assured that states will leave the Union. Now, the East Coast and the Left Coast continue to talk about that, and, well, we need to have our own little country over here in Washington, Oregon, Portland, you suck, and California, Hawaii. I don't know what Illinois is going to do because it's kind of in the heartland there where it could be kind of stuck, and then some of the East Coast states. Going to have a bifurcated country, right? The left will be on the left and on the East Coast. The good people are in the middle. We'll be in flyover country. Keep it moving, keep flying. But that's what he's talked about, and I think it is absolutely inevitable. I have not been convinced we were headed towards a civil war. Absolutely convinced since 1997, Chicago or LA radio station where I predicted we'll have states leave the Union. And I was wrong by the date. In 1997, I threw out 2015. Well, I'm already 10 years off, but that was my sense. There is nothing to hold the two sides in this country together. There's nothing anymore, as you will see a little later in this program, which is why I do encourage people to pray for the secession. To pray about it, that if you're going to be where you ought to be when that happens. So, about a month ago, I did a piece about how the United States will turn on Israel. That'll be the end of God's blessing. Yeah, I got the hate mail from that, from Christians who say I'm whatever. There are some emails I'm not returning anymore. Yeah, it's a waste of time for some. But in that program, I mentioned what will turn the United States against Israel and what will cause God to then withhold his blessing on this country, because that's the only thing left. Am I saying Israel always does everything right? No, of course not. There are things I disagree with. Have they embraced sin at different levels? Yeah. They support abortion. They got trannies. They got clingers in their army, from what I've read. They are not that much against queer sex. They got the Jerusalem Queer Pride Parade. They're going down the path of Leviticus 18. You can read about it, where God said he'll spit them out of the land. And he might, but it won't be forever. They'll be back. If they're gone, they'll be back. God's promises are without question. They are eternal. They may go through the punishment and have to go through that to get back there again. I don't know. But that's God's business. We don't have to support everything they do, but we're going to bless them where we can. And when they've done badly, they've been a bad boy, God will spank them. Now, I want to say this peace plan, I'm not going to talk about it any more than to say this. I hope it works, number one. Number two, I don't think it will. Number three, Hamas are liars, and getting them to be good doobies is impossible. They've sworn to death to eliminate the nation of Israel. They will reform. Somebody will supply them, whether it's Iran or whomever. They'll be back. And the most important thing I have to say today is, I believe the peace when I see it, I still have not been able to actually come across a certifiably correct copy of the 20-point peace plan. What are these 20 points? So they get a few hostages back, and Israel releases a couple hundred barbarians. And they are. They are barbarians. Palestinians have no morals, little brains. Ooh, I'm gone over the edge. Well, sorry if the truth is over the edge. Let's rack up all the Nobel Peace Prizes won by Muslims. How about Jews? I'm sorry, I don't have a long enough program to list all of them won by Jews. But there are many of them. And God promised that there would be many. Abraham made a really bad mistake. Hagar probably was a babe, but when she conceived at the urging of Sarah, Abraham's wife, it was the beginning of a long line of mistakes. But God had pronounced a blessing over the issue proceeding from Abraham's loins. In Numbers, not necessarily, hey, Ishmael was not the blessed one, but was going to says he's going to be a wild man, and with his brothers they're going to be wild, and they are. God's promise of his offspring filling the sky like the stars of the sky and the sand of the sea was not limited to the issue of or the offspring of Isaac. Now, the promise was to Isaac as far as the homeland and the promises of that's the lineage from which the Savior would come, the redemption. That is the line of Isaac, but not the line of Ishmael. So, in that program, I said this country is being taken over by Muslims. Left and right. I mean, I mentioned Texas. Texas is going to be an Islamic state, maybe within my lifetime. You've got towns. I mean, like there's a 402-acre Muslim compound called Epic City, north of Dallas. The streets now got Muslim names. Yeah, they got all of that kind of stuff. You got Mamdani, the candidate in New York. He gives a one or two sentence. Oh, I'm really sorry, prayerful about what happened to Charlie Kirk. But here's what I want to tell you about that that Trump, and he's anti-Muslim, we're going to kick him in the butt, and all of this stuff. So he goes on a tirade, and the people are going wild listening to him. Yeah, they are. I'm going to come back to this topic in a minute. I got to finish something else before I get back to that. The degeneracy, we now have a guy, he's queer, of course, they all are, all drag people are queer, who is running for office for the state senate in California, and he goes by the name Maybe a Girl, ? Spelled M-A-E-B-E. Why that? Who the heck knows? But the sexually deviant accommodation in this country has not decreased since Trump. It has increased. Not at the fault of Donald Trump, but because the devil, I think, kind of knows maybe his time is short. He's going to push this garbage fast and hard. And as part of the deal, anything Trump is for, they're against. Anything he's against, they're for. So therefore, that's why we have this incredible push, which is not slowing down, with queerdom, the whole Netflix tranny stuff, these candidates. these furry clubs, which, as I mentioned in Romans 1 from 2 weeks ago, those that worship the creature, in Romans 1, they're talking about those women who turn lesbian, men who turn homosexual. They turn that. That's what the Bible says. They aren't that way. They're not born that way. They become that way, having departed from the Word of God, hating that which convicts them of sin, and it just goes headlong towards hell into other sins. That's why I said we had the whole queer thing for many years now. Now it's gone on the tranny thing, but the amount of trannies that are not just deviant, that's homosexuals on steroids, but that are violent is unbelievable. And I will prove it here in a minute. I'm not going to go into the whole Charlie Kirk thing and that guy and his furry friend, but the furries, do you realize this is just one step towards bestiality? That's right. Of which, when there is bestiality, the Bible says to kill the beast and the person who does that. They're both dead. It's Leviticus 18. And it's about the last thing God says before he says, and because of these sins, I will puke you out of the land. That's right, vomit. But there are now furry clubs in states like California, Arizona, Colorado, Texas, Kentucky. Virtually all furries are queer. We know that. There's a strong sexual motivation behind it. Here's one from one article from 2019 published in the Archives of Sexual Behavior. It says 99% of the 334 male furries who participated in the survey acknowledged a degree of sexual motivation for being a furry. 99% out of 334 male furries said they were sexually motivated to become and act like an animal. And not necessarily doing their sexual deeds with other furries, but with homosexuals. Furries are 700% more likely to identify as transgender. 700%. 500% more likely to identify as non-heterosexual. Now, this is interesting because while 84% of these furries, we know that they're queer, the other 16% identify as what, non-heterosexual? So does that mean bisexual, whatever it is? I mean, I don't know. You figure out what this deviance really means. Next, you got the bus driver, Charlotte Mecklenburg area of North Carolina. Arrested 48-year-old tranny who's molesting children that he meets on the bus. That's right. Litwane Darrell Tate, who now goes by Sharon, or Ms. Sharon, molesting children as young as 14 years old. He's a tranny. The judge that committed to prison the tranny that was going to assassinate Kavanaugh, Judge Kavanaugh. This judge, it's unbelievable, folks. Deborah Boardman, a Biden appointee, of course, who sentenced Nicholas John Roski to only 8 years in prison, where the prosecution was requesting 30 years following his guilty plea. Oh, I'm going to have to finish this on the other side before we get to the main topic of the day. Don't go away. This is Robin Walter with the Red Sky radio program, The Robin Walter Show.
The Robin Walter Show is a listener-supported program. Your contribution goes to help as many people as possible to hear that the Word of God has answers to help you survive and even thrive in the dark days ahead in this country. We pledge to bring you the critical information you need to make informed decisions in this age where big tech and big media have conspired to rid our country of everything Christian. Please send your support to Red Sky Radio, P.O. Box 99, Wickenburg, Arizona, 85358. That's Red Sky Radio, P.O. Box 99, Wickenburg, Arizona, 85358. Thank you. Mustang Sally.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Wilson Pickett. One of my all-time favorite songs. I still don't have that 1965 Mustang convertible that I'd like to have, or a 66. I still don't have one. Maybe I never will. Oh, okay, back to this judge. The Biden appointee, Deborah Boardman, gives Nicholas John Roski, who after he's arrested comes out as a tranny and demands that he now be called by the name Sophie. Okay, Sophie, baby. Somebody apparently never taught you what a real man was about, obviously. But the judge, and only giving him 8 years for an assassination attempt of a Supreme Court judge, says that she took into consideration his transgendered status and his attempt to transgender, to transition. You don't transition, folks. You can't transition from being a man to a woman any more than I can transition to a giraffe. It is impossible. You can't change your DNA. I don't use that word, he's transitioning. You can say he's trying to complete a futile act called transitioning, but he's not transitioning. He's attempting to do that. Various surgeries, blah, blah, blah. How sick is this? But that's not all. She said she took into consideration Trump's executive order dealing about with biological sex. Well, obviously, she didn't take it in support of Trump, or Sophie would have gotten a 30-year sentence. She said, well, Rosk came out to herself. So the judge is calling Rosk a chick as transgender in 2020, but he kept it secret using female pronouns. He was gay 2 years prior, but Rosky saw that their parents struggled to reconcile her sexuality. Come on, this is the problem. The judge is screwed up. Thank you, Joe No Brains, Corn Pop Biden. But she said, I'm heartened that this terrible infraction has helped the Rosk family accept their daughter's identity. Infraction? Infraction, baby? Infraction, chicky poo? I am sorry. I'm ticked off today, as if you haven't figured that out. And to carry out the plot in the attempt to fulfill the plot to assassinate a Supreme Court justice is, in her words, a, quote, terrible infraction. It's just an infraction, folks. So he flew from his Maryland house to Los Angeles, to Kavanaugh's neighborhood. Law enforcement found a stockpile of tactical gear in Sophie Chicky Poo's suitcase and in his backpack, political chest rig, a tactical knife, two magazines containing 10 rounds of ammo, also carried an extra 17 rounds of ammo, pepper spray, zip ties, a hammer, screwdriver, a nail plumber, hiking boots with padding on the outside of the soles, and lockpick tools. Everything to break in, kill, in whatever fashion. Sophie Chicky Poo here just said, I'm not really sure what I'm going to need to kill the Supreme Court justice. So I better take everything. I better take guns and lots of ammo. And then the tactical gear, of course. And then a knife, because I may need that. And then the pepper spray, the zip ties, a hammer, because I may need to pound his brains out. Screwdrivers, I'll pound the screwdriver into his head like JL did, right? Who was that in Scripture? JL killed, I forgot, it was a bad guy. But this was, I don't think he got the idea from the Bible. A nail gun, hiking boots. Sophie Chickypoo was prepared for every possible contingency, but because he came out and he bared his soul, we're just going to give him only 8 years for this terrible infraction. Do you see what we are accommodating in this country? We have turned to violence as a solution for virtually everything, and that is the left. I mean, goodness sakes. So we've got this Jay Jones, the guy running for attorney general in the state of Virginia, right? So he has this fantasy about murdering political opponents, apparently, watching their wives cradle their dead-born kids. I think I just need to read the text message. Let me go do that. Let me read the text of what this guy said. And then I'm going to come back to some points. Now, mind you, this is only 3 years ago. Just 3 years ago. So Jones said that if he were faced with a choice between shooting two dictators or a political opponent named Gilbert, I will pick Gilbert every time, meaning I'll shoot Gilbert, because he's talking about who he's going to shoot. I'll shoot Gilbert every time. And then he went on to say that he hopes that Gilbert's children would die, be killed in the arms of their mother. Those are his words, only 3 years ago. And the Democrats are coming out and say, well, he's apologized. He didn't apologize for what he said. He apologized because he got caught and it was outed. Not one single Democrat has pulled their endorsement of this monster who loves violence. I'm going to kill him. I'll shoot and kill him every time. I'm going to kill his kids and hope they die in the arms of his wife. I don't know if he talked about killing her too. Probably did. Which now gets to the point of understanding these poll numbers. The poll numbers reveal that 42% of liberals now believe that political violence is sometimes justifiable. 42%. Conservatives, it's less than 10% that say political violence is justifiable. Now, there actually are some places in the Bible where it's legitimate to rise up. I can't point them out now. Maybe I'll have to do a program. Maybe it'll be the Sunday morning program. There are a couple of places. None of this qualifies. This one gal said, the only way public policy is going to change is when the policymakers feel pain themselves. So you got Portland where the leftist militants are doing their garbage, their crap. I mean, it's incredible. This writer, Libby Evans, I just started reading her stuff. It's pretty good. I want to quote her. She said, I find it sad and depressing to watch the protesters, activists, masked militants, keffiyeh-clad leftists, hijabi women, and Islamic extremist men march around New York City calling for murder, death, and the eradication of entire nations, namely Israel and the United States. This slow, steady infiltration of Islamic practices into the West seemed fine when it was just another religion or more culture or some shawarma. But now there's a flood in New York City. We watched it happen 2 years ago in Israel. This time for tolerance has now long passed. In the streets of New York, Islamists took to their knees en masse to pray outside the Trump Hotel in Columbia Circle. And when the march hit Times Square, it ran headlong into a revival meeting of women and men praising God peacefully. Then the death chants drowned out the praying men and women, the death chants of the Islamo whack jobs. Footage captured from street reporters showed the extent of the vitriol and hate against America, from speeches made in front of Fox News Corp to Midtown Manhattan to everyone's favorite agitator, Mahmoud Khalil, up at Columbia University. They tell us outright what they want: more death, more murder, more violence against other religions and other ethnicities. Why don't we ever listen? The party that's parading foreign flags through the streets, blocking officers from enforcing democratically legislated laws, calling for death to America, and committing violence with the acquiescence of local cops, is the party of fascist authoritarians. Wow. For sure, there's plenty of lefty Americans marching in the bunch. I need to stop here because I didn't want to leave the Islamo whack jobs out of it. You've got your violent vitriol coming from your trannies. They're all over the place. From your homosexuals. Yeah. From ethnicities that are feeling like they're being picked on by ICE because what? They're in this country illegally. The death chants from Antifa and attacks on the ICE law officers in Portland and in other cities. We're in a kind of a death spiral fueled by left-wing hate speech. I want to complete this one. It says, for sure there are plenty of lefty Americans marching in the bunch, thinking that somehow they are marching against Trump, or for the trans people, or for the gay people, or for abortion, or for the dismantling of police, or against climate change and all the rest. These uninformed clowns will aid in their own destruction and then wonder why, when they are the ones with their heads on the chopping block. It has come down to this. That is absolutely true. I'm talking now. She's not. The violence comes from different directions, but for every direction the violence comes from, whether it's the Antifas in Portland, the trannies all over the place, or the Islamo whack jobs, every act of violence it reinforces or legitimizes further acts of violence by other groups of people, which is why I started this piece with 42% of liberals think political violence is sometimes justifiable. They won't say when they think it's justifiable. They don't want to. They want to determine when they think it's justifiable when the situation arises. So, talking about political violence, I'm back to Jay Jones, the guy who would love to put two bullets in the head of his political opponent. As opposed to Adolf Hitler or Idi Amin, he would choose his political opponent to kill and then to execute, see his kids dying in the arms of his wife. No. Is he pulling out of the race? Of course not. We do not yet have one single Democrat withdrawing their endorsement from this bloodthirsty, barbarian jackass of an attorney general candidate. Not a one. Not a stinking one. So what do we have? I'm going to take the time here. In the Senate in Virginia, 11, all Democrats, are holding their endorsement of the guy who wants to murder political opponents and see the political opponents' kids dead. Now, does he shoot the kids? I don't know. He didn't say. He said, if I only had two bullets, why should I put two bullets in my opponent's head? But he wants to see the death of his children. He wants to see the wailing wife screaming about the children that are dead. He finds that enjoyable. This is only 3 years ago. Don't say he's had this big metamorphosis. No, he's gotten caught. That's why he's faking it. He's lying. He's not the least bit repentant. If he was repentant, he would pull out. But no, he's hanging in there. Because he's got these 11 Senate Democrats in the state of Virginia that still support him. The delegates are not in the Virginia House of Representatives. He's got 36 of them. I don't know if all of them endorsed him originally, but there's been no withdrawal of any endorsements of this murderous beast. 36 plus the 11, we're now 47 people who refuse to withdraw their endorsement for what he said, because he said he was sorry. I'm sorry. So what? I don't believe you, but let's deal with it accordingly. Local elected officials in Virginia. I started counting them. I got the list. I quit counting. I ran out of time. I needed to get on the air, but I was up to about, I think, 120 local elected officials will not pull their endorsement. How about the labor unions? AFL-CIO, SEIU. I go right on down here. Teamsters. I think there are 17 or 18, the plumbers and steam fitters local. Plumbers and steam fitters? I'm not going to hire you guys. Not if you support death to children, innocent children, and weeping and wailing mothers seeing their kids dead because you support the guy that wanted to put two bullets in your political opponent's head. And now we get down to the really, really choice part. Other advocacy and issue-based organizations that continue to support this guy. Planned Parenthood Advocates of Virginia. Well, along with other reproductive choice organizations. Well, that doesn't surprise me because they're all about death anyway. Right? They're all about death. Let's kill the kids in the womb. Kill the kids while they're coming out of the womb. So why is it a big deal to the planned non-parenthood to support somebody who wants to put bullets in the head of a political opponent? The Virginia LGBT plus Democrats, well, no surprise there. They're just part of the death cult. How about this one that continue to support this guy? The American Association of University Professors. You got that? The American Association of University Professors support the guy who wants to execute and assassinate his political opponent and see his kids dead and his their mother weeping or dead also. These are the ones teaching your children in colleges and universities and other institutions of lower learning, should I dare say. Yeah, American Association of University Professors. National Organization of Women. They're just a bunch of hags from New York for the most part. We know where they are. But check this with the Virginia Education Association. The Virginia, like the National Education Association or the Texas Education Association, the Virginia Education Association, your teachers in the state of Virginia support this monster, this beast, and I dare say a full-flung barbarian bastard. And these are only the tweets we found of him. And he has said other really nasty things. I don't need to expand on that. But now we get down to, this is really, really interesting. Who else will not pull their endorsement for the guy who wants to put bullets in the head of his opponent and kill his kids? The moms who demand action for common sense gun control. Here's another one. The Prevent Gun Tragedies PAC. These two organizations will not pull their endorsement for a guy who's all in for gun violence in the form of murder. We're not talking self-defense. They fully support gun violence against political opponents. And their organizations are the Moms Demanding Action for Common Sense Gun Control and Prevent Gun Tragedies, PAC. What a pack of hypocrites. My goodness sakes. Well, what else do I need to say? Why this explains why they couldn't give a rat's rear end about the death of Charlie Kirk or any righteous person. They not only care about his death, they apparently support people who are to kill political opponents. Now, what did I promise you at the beginning? I did promise you some good news at the end, did I not? I think I did. And here it is. I can breathe easier. I love the picture I'm looking at. Hundreds of college students get saved and baptized as 8,000 students attend a Christian revival at the University of Tennessee. God bless the heartland. It still is the Bible Belt. 8,000 students. Now, how many are there because of the Charlie Kirk thing? Probably a whole bunch. But that's why his passing was so meaningful. That's why the blood of the martyrs becomes the seed of revival. This is, I hope this spreads. I mean, this picture of all these hundreds of students bowing in prayer. Does this mean that this country will be saved? No, it doesn't mean that. It does not. What it does mean is that God, before whatever judgment may be coming, is calling those who he has, whom he knows will answer the call of salvation. And I'll tell you what this reminds me of. The revivals just before and the early portions of the Civil War in America. Revival sometimes done by black preachers to white guys in the South. There was a major revival, mostly in the South, not in the North. The guys that got saved during the Civil War and before the Civil War, right before it, coming into it as it was opening up, the revivals were considerable. Did they live? A lot of them did not. Did the South win? No, it did not. But what did God do? God knew who was his own. And the revival went out. The prayers went out. The Holy Spirit went out and called those to him, many of whom were on the cusp of dying. Many of whom were going on into immortality, either in hell or in heaven. So I cannot even tell you how thrilled I am about what's going on in the University of Tennessee, and I pray and hope that this spreads like crazy. But I'm not going to sit here and tell you that it means the country will be saved. I've mentioned it before, Josiah, the best king Israel ever had, ever had. He was a fanatic about rooting out corruption, evil, the sin in Israel. There was some turning of the people, not a lot, but he did all of these great things. And after he passed away, the Lord said, the evil still remains. What this country, Israel, has done demands judgment. It demands blood. So is this good news? Yeah, it's fabulous news that young folks are getting saved. It's fabulous news that there is a remnant who will be faithful to the end. But those who endure to the end are the ones that will be saved. God bless them. I hope that your child or grandchild are one of those. And if not, send them to the University of Tennessee. We'll see you later. God bless you.